Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel says it is moving ahead with plans for a widespread invasion of Rafah in Gaza, despite President Biden's promise to withhold offensive weapons if the operation was carried out. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more on the political fallout of Biden's promise.
Some Republicans, including Donald Trump, are accusing President Biden of abandoning a critical ally, but the president insists the U.S. is not walking away from Israel, that his administration will continue to provide for Israel's defense. Meanwhile, this morning, those ceasefire talks have now stalled. Israel insisting that any temporary ceasefire deal must exclude their operations in Rafah.
More police on more college campuses overnight, including the University of Pennsylvania, MIT, and the University of Massachusetts, where pro-Palestinian encampments have been set up. The third week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial will wrap up today. Prosecutors have not yet called their most crucial witness, former Trump lawyer and self-described fixer, Michael Cohen. This is ABC News. Crews heading into the mountains near Salt Lake City today. They're hoping to recover two skiers killed by an avalanche on Thursday. A third skier survived, digging himself out of the snow. Kevin Sullivan, just about to make sports history. Details from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
The 14-year-old has signed a deal with Major League Soccer's Philadelphia Union. If he takes the field for the Union before July 29th, he'll be the youngest player to ever play in a top American sports league.
To be totally honest, I'm a pretty boring kid. I don't do much outside of soccer.
Sources tell The Atlantic Sullivan's deal with the Union is worth more than $500,000 per year. And there's a major clause in his contract. Once he turns 18, he'll be transferred to English powerhouse Manchester City.
Caitlin Clark making her WNBA home debut for the Indiana Fever on Thursday night. She scored 12 points in a preseason win. More than 13,000 fans showed up, about three times the typical crowd for a regular season game. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Treat mom to an unforgettable Mother's Day at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Indulge in our special Mother's Day brunch buffet from 9:30 to 1:30. Savor Eggs Benedict casserole, Belgian waffles, beef tips, chicken and biscuits, and more for under $20. Enjoy mimosas, pepper sauce spirits, and a Bloody Mary bar. Don't miss out on Lisa's exquisite desserts. Reserve your spot now at 715-762-4447. Northwood Supper Club proudly serving great dishes for 34 years. Just look for the big deer.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting Microsoft's multi-billion dollar new investment in southeast Wisconsin, 6 years after Donald Trump broke ground for Foxconn, where 13,000 people were supposed to work.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center the White House says will create thousands of jobs. Green Bay city leaders are considering rewriting the city's liquor laws for next year's NFL draft. Alders got their first look at the proposal for the changes this week. They include letting bars stay open till 4 in the morning and letting people drink on the streets. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kevin Leroy Braun of Fond du Lac, at the age of 59, passed away peacefully on May 7th at his home in Clam Lake, Wisconsin. Kevin is survived by his loving wife of almost 39 years, Lisa Braun, by his brothers, Tim Braun and David Braun, further survived by his brother-in-law, by his children, Jake Braun and Sammy Brock. He is further survived by his grandchildren and by his mother-in-law, and he leaves behind a legacy of nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and many close friends. Private memorial service will be held to honor Kevin's memory in lieu of flowers. Those wishing to honor Kevin's love for the great outdoors are encouraged to take a moment to enjoy the beauty of nature as he often did. This has been the funeral notice for Kevin Leroy Braun, Fond du Lac, and Clam Lake. Charles Andrew Bezzotta, 56, passed away on May 6th at his home in Phillips. Chuck is survived by Diane Buska, by his sister, Kelly Chapman of Phillips, further survived by his nieces. Celebration of life and interment of ashes at Lakeside Cemetery in Phillips will take place at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Charles Andrew Bezzotta, 56, of Phillips.
Teddy Elaine Sleck, age 69, of Lugerville, passed away suddenly on May 3rd, 2024, at home with her family by her side. She is survived by her mother, Marion Sleck of Phillips, six siblings, Maureen Krauss of Marshfield, Judy Sleck of Phillips, Pat Flickershog of Whitehall, Richard Sleck of Phillips, Zelda Harsh of Phillips, Billy Sleck of Minnesota, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family burial will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Teddy Elaine Sleck, age 69, of Lugerville.
Graveside services for Donald Schultz, 95, of Phillips, who passed away January 15th of this year, will take place at 11 a.m. this Saturday, May 11th, at Lakeside Cemetery, located in Phillips. Military honors conducted by VFW 5778. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the graveside service notice for Donald Schultz, 95, of Phillips.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Join Robin on May 11th for her official grand opening of Robin's Custom Arrangements on Main Street in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. Handcrafted fresh for any occasion, Robin's arrangements are made from the heart. Whether it's a birthday, anniversary, wedding, or sympathy, Robin's Custom Arrangements has you covered. Don't miss this opportunity to experience beauty and creativity firsthand. See you there May 11th, Mother's Day weekend.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-885-9797. That's 800-885-9797.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 64, with wind west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 68. On Sunday, sunshine, little breezy, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkle or Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Boulder Junction is a one-of-a-kind place to experience great adventures, white deer sightings, camping, biking trails, fishing, quaint retail businesses, lodging, and unique up-north dining. Explore Boulder Junction by visiting this fine business.
Camp Holiday Campground, a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find paved bike trails, lake sports, fishing, a clean swimming beach, camp lodge, new playground, the cleanest bathrooms, flush toilets, showers, and there's even a laundromat. Come for a weekend. Come for a week. Come with a tent, RV, or motorhome. Everyone is welcome. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods where you'll be amazed and go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for daily rates. Camp Holiday Campground on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction.
A Bucks player slapped with a four-game suspension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly suspended four games next season for misconduct during the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers. Video showing Pat Beverly throwing a ball at a heckling fan. Later, he refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter. Beverly said he's not even sure if he'll be with the Bucks next season.
I'm excited about this summer. I'm excited to see what new home I'm at. If it's, you know, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know. You know, we came up short, but, you know, we'll see what the summer has.
Baseball, the Brewers with three home runs on the way to a 7-1 win over the Cardinals at AmFam Field. The crew getting good performances from young pitchers like Jared Koenig, who got the win, or Tobias Myers, who got the start.
Tobias, that was in Double-A part of last year and wasn't slated to be in the big leagues, he's pitching great for four, and then we get another guy that we didn't know that would pitch for us at all this year. They were great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, lots of action around the area yesterday. Softball, Lakeland beats Rhinelander 18-2. It was Rib Lake topping Shawamigan. You heard both games of the doubleheader right here, 16-15 and 15-1. Rib Lake gets a sweep in that softball doubleheader. Mellon edges Hurley 7-6. It was Cameron. They get a win yesterday over Ashland, 15-0. Athens a winner over Prentice, 16-1. And they actually, okay, 16-1, just the one game. And ago, they beat Tomahawk 13-9. Baseball action yesterday. Medford beats Lakeland 9-5. Rib Lake takes two from the Shawamigan baseball team, 10-0 and 16-1. It was Northwood Solon Springs. They were winners over Birchwood Winter, 12-0. Abbotsford Colby tops Phillips in a doubleheader. They sweep it yesterday. Abby Colby, one of the top teams in the North, 13-1 and 10-0. Abbotsford Colby sweeps that baseball doubleheader. And in girls soccer, it was Lakeland topping Mosinee by a score of 2-0. Sports scores and archives, much more, 98QCountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
My mom's funny. When she started her Facebook account, she was accepting all of these different friends. I'm like, Mom, you can't accept all those friend requests because some of those are not real. Some of those are like, they're like a spam, you know, and you can get in trouble, you know? And she goes, oh, I've got 80 friends. I'm like, Mom, you don't know 80 people. I don't know how you have 80 friends. Well, she kept on. A couple of weeks later, she gives me a call. She goes, okay, Mike, how do you get someone to not be your friend on Facebook anymore? I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, well, I think I ran into one of those spam things you were talking about. I think it's not real. So how do I make them go away? I'm like, well, Mom, who is it? She goes, I don't want to say who it is. I'm like, Mom, just tell me who it is. No, it's embarrassing. I'm like, Mom, who is it? She said, it's Big Booty Girls. I'm like, Mom!
It's an unbelievable day. You know you love the weekend.
Hey, sunshine.
This Sunday is Mother's Day.
Apparently, mamas like Mother's Day.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my real mom.
Why, he has a face only mother can love.
Seeing my mother is always like a trip to the dentist before the advent of modern painkillers.
Mommy!
Yeah.
Country.
Of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus. online at 98QCountry.com.
Good morning. Hope your Friday's off to a good start here. If not, the weekend is a long one, so there's always moments for you. No matter what you got going, do something nice for yourself, would you please? All right, you have my permission. All right, even if it's something as little as running over to Quick Trip and grabbing a treat or something like that. You got to have something to look forward to, right? Maybe you're working all weekend. Maybe you've got plans that you're not thrilled about or whatever. What is the old Rodney Atkins song? What does it say? If you're going through hell, keep on going, right? That's what it says. All right. So I hope the weekend is good for you. The weather should be decent. Should be decent. If you're doing the outdoor thing like fishing or camping and stuff like that, just keep in mind there may be a passing shower here and there. Today is the best chance of rain. Probably going to see a rundle of thunder possible today. And tomorrow and Sunday, more of a passing shower, it looks like. We're going to call it a good weekend, though, and we'll see what that analysis provides for our post-game analysis on Monday morning. Mother's Day, of course, on Sunday. Of course, moms, the ones who, do everything for us. They work their butt off for you. They do everything. Whatever it is, every mom has their different role and different duties. But we salute all the moms by taking her out to dinner or whatever, or making dinner. Maybe that's not a good idea. let me give you a little tip. If you're not a very good cook, if it's not something you do well, just either find somebody who can cook or take her out. I don't know, one of the two, because there's nothing... I know mom will say, oh, I know you meant well. You know, you burnt the toast and You know, the chicken has a little bit of a unique flavor to it, but you meant well. That's what she'll say. But do something nice for mom. And don't forget now, dads, a little bit of pressure on you here, all right? If you got young kids in your family, dad, it's your responsibility to make sure that, you know, the mom's day is observed from the eyes of your children, but you're puppeteering it from behind, of course. You're making it happen. And taking no credit for it, I should say, too. You can't do that and then at the end say, well, I did all that for my... No, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. This is the time for the husbands to make it happen. You know, whatever it is, for the kids to honor mom and send along that message to your kids of how important mom is. And then you do it quietly, Dad. You do it very quietly. And that's why we got Budweiser in the back of the fridge, right? Now, I'm kidding. Today's National Shrimp Day. Now, we could find a way to celebrate Mother's Day and have a shrimp buffet. Now, that would be, that'd be all for that. Just turned it into Dad's Day, did I? Yeah. Joe Biden and Donald Trump said they both want a debate, as if one of them's going to say no. What are they going to ask him in a national forum saying, hey, Joe Biden, hey, Donald Trump, do you want a debate? Absolutely not. I don't want a debate. Well, they're not going to say that. Of course, they're going to say, yes, we'll debate. It has not been determined where, when, or how. There has been nothing said as of yet. I'm sure the networks are in the works for that, trying to put it together. I suggest if they're going to do a debate, I mean, Joe Biden's 81, Donald Trump's 78. I say they do it 4 o'clock in the afternoon at a Perkins so you can get the senior discount. I say, and then everybody can be in bed by 7. So that'd work out perfect.
What the hell's going on out here? Let
me just say this. After last year's election, I will not be heartbroken if I'm not even tempted about a debate. If I'm not even tempted. I mean, we know what they're both about, right? There's no surprises. You're not learning anything. It's not like a new candidate. So for the first time in a long time, I'll say, I don't think a debate is necessary. And the only reason it'll happen is for network ratings, probably. I just don't see where either side will benefit from it. So it might not happen. We have some Brewers this weekend. Where is my Brewer schedule here? We've got... Brewers and the Cardinals, right, this weekend? Brewers got one last night. So we had the 10th day. Oh, 6:35, first pregame tonight. 5:40 tomorrow, 12:35 on Sunday. We got the Cardinals in town. Are the Brewers going to be able to sustain this? Do you think this is doable? I mean, it's a young team. It's 162 games. I mean, everything is pointing toward... that this probably won't end with a playoff team. But stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened. And they're, to be honest with you, they've hung in longer than I thought they were going to. I mean, we're 37 games into the season, and they got a half-game lead right now in the Cubs. Got a 14-8 road record. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So we'll see if this young team can hold it together. I still don't think that division is very good. No, I don't think you're going to have to finish a whole lot over 500 to win that division, it looks like, anyway. I mean, the Cardinals are struggling again this year. Everybody thought they were going to just flip it back around after a bad year last year. That hasn't happened. The Cubs are there. Cubs pretty good. I mean, they're all right. They're pretty good. You know, it's hard to tell. You get a couple injuries to your pitching staff, and there you go, right down the tubes. It looked like the Twins were going to just stink this year, and then they won like 12 in a row, and now they're lingering up there near the top of their division. What else do we have? We wrapped up our regular season coverage of sports last night. We're kind of waiting for those D5 softball brackets to come out to see what we're going to do there. But we will have coverage of our Shawamigan and Phillips. Not too often Shawamigan and Phillips play right away in the first round of tournaments in any sport. And they're going to meet in softball. And they played a couple of real... fun games earlier in the year, so that's going to be a good one. Put this on your calendar for Tuesday the 21st. Tuesday the 21st. Go on down to the Park Falls Athletic Complex and grab yourself a brat there from the Brat Stand and enjoy a good softball game. And we'll have it for you right here on that day, on Tuesday the 21st. Most of the softball tournament brackets have been released at the WIAA website, wiaawi.org. Mike Clemens is going to get back on the schedule again a week from today, talking sports, as he's taking a little bit of time off. He's got some stuff going on, so we'll re-hook up with him. It's a good time for good downtime because the Bucks are out, and it's just Brewers kind of going on right now. It's kind of clear, I think, Bucks fans, Patrick Beverley's not going to be a Buck next year, right? I mean, I think that's pretty clear, kind of the way it ended. And a four-game suspension for next year. And Beverly said, you heard the audio clip earlier, that he's not sure where he'll be next year. And usually guys will come out and they'll, make an adamant push to be back at, this team. But Patrick Beverly's kind of a journeyman, and he goes, whoever wants to write him the biggest check, he'll go there, and maybe the best situation too. Milwaukee's, to me, still seems like a pretty darn good situation. If Dame and Giannis come back healthy next year, they're going to be right there. They're going to be right there with the rest of the teams in the East. The East is not real strong, so it'll be an interesting offseason for the Bucks. I spent probably like an hour the other day on ESPN.com. I went into the Bucks. And you can go to any NBA team on ESPN.com on their roster and look at what every player is making this year. And it's so much fun to see the salary structure of these teams. Very similar. They got one or two guys that are making a ton of money, like 40, 45 million, and then it just drops down pretty fast. It always amazes me, the guys sitting on the bench in the NBA, incredible athletes. They would awe you if they showed up in an open gym in Glidden. Your jaw would just be dropping at the athletic talent of an NBA bench player that doesn't see the light of day but is making $1.7 million a year. It's crazy, the money in pro sports right now. Let's get you updated twice an hour, news and sports. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel says it is moving ahead with plans for a widespread invasion of Rafah in Gaza, despite President Biden's promise to withhold offensive weapons if the operation was carried out. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more on the political fallout of Biden's promise.
Some Republicans, including Donald Trump, are accusing President Biden of abandoning a critical ally, but the president insists the U.S. is not walking away from Israel, that his administration will continue to provide for Israel's defense. Meanwhile, this morning, those ceasefire talks have now stalled. Israel insisting that any temporary ceasefire deal must exclude their operations in Rafah.
More police on more college campuses overnight, including the University of Pennsylvania, MIT, and the University of Massachusetts, where pro-Palestinian encampments have been set up. The third week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial will wrap up today. Prosecutors have not yet called their most crucial witness, former Trump lawyer and self-described fixer Michael Cohen. This is ABC News.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The chancellor at UW-Milwaukee is giving protesters another chance to take down their encampment. Protesters have been camped out on the Milwaukee campus since last Monday. Chancellor Mark Mohn is warning protesters that if the encampment doesn't end soon, UWM will have to take action. Mohn adds that some of the protesters' demands are impossible for UWM to legally meet. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Biden needs to start running toward the middle.
I don't know for the life of me why he's chasing these left-wing voters. He's going to get them. Trump's going to deliver those voters for him. He's chasing the wrong voters, and so if he doesn't pivot soon, my guess is Trump wins it.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers blanked the Cardinals
ace.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cards 7-1. St. Louis starter and Cy Young winner Sonny Gray giving up home runs to the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bowers, and third baseman Joey Ortiz, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, Sonny's arguing that last 9 starts, he's given up 2 runs or less, arguably a top-tier pitcher in the league, and I thought, you know, we had the best approach we've ever had against. I've seen him pitch against us many times. We had a great approach. We really did.
The Brewers now have a 6-game winning streak against St. Louis dating back to last season. NBA, the Bucks' Pat Beverly will serve a 4-game suspension next season for throwing a basketball at a heckling Pacers fan, then refusing to take questions from a female ESPN reporter. Did Doc Rivers confront Beverly?
Yeah, I did. I did right away because that's not the Milwaukee way or the Bucks way. We're better than that. Pat feels awful about that, and he let the emotions get the better of him.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, you heard it here last night. Rib Lake and Shawamigan going at it down in Rib Lake in softball action. Rib Lake takes the doubleheader 16-15 and 15-1. The Lakeland softball team beat Rhinelander 18-2. Mellon edges Hurley 7-6. Cameron, they get a win over Ashland 15-0. Athens beats the Prentice softball team 16-1. And it was Antigo topping Tomahawk by a score of 13-9. Coming up in action today, softball and baseball hosting Edgar today down at the Park Falls Athletic Complex. 4:45 start time for both the baseball and softball games today.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
DQ presents how to officially start your summer. Step 1, head to the perfect spot to kick off the season, DQ. Step 2, try the new Summer Blizzard menu. I mean, summer is right there in the name. And step 3, dig into flavors like new peanut butter cookie dough party, new picnic peach cobbler, and more. Because with treats like these, every bite feels like you're starting summer off right. But don't wait. These flavors are only around as long as summer is. Make the season official with the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Get ready to immerse yourself in the beauty of summer at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Step into our lush, temperature-controlled greenhouses bursting with vibrant plants, like the unique cassia popcorn plant. And yes, its leaves really smell like buttered popcorn. For over 600 hanging baskets ready for mom for Mother's Day, find proven winter's annuals plus perennials, succulents with vegetables and herbs, bedding plants, and marigolds coming soon. Indulge in some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream and sit on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace surrounded by beautiful flowers and a babbling brook. From Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream off of Highway 8 on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence.
Today's best country.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98 Q Country.
98QCountry.com.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. Amazing grace, but I ain't been living.
little deeper voice sound, but she just has a lot of Dolly Parton in her. She's pretty good. Lainey Wilson at 98Q. Hope you are well on this Friday. Get on into your Park Falls BP. You're running around. You're doing stuff. Your Mother's Day, whatever. When you need a little cup of Joe and maybe something, beverages for the family this weekend, just swing into your Park Falls BP there right next to McDonald's. Good local folks. They'll get her done for you. Get her done. We've got a pretty... kind of tired today. We moved my son back from college yesterday from River Falls, and this is the second trip I've made. I think I've spent a total of like 18 hours in the car between Saturday and then again yesterday. Easy drive, good drive, but still, it's driving. When you get older, there's just not too many times. I always tell people, I said, just imagine if I told you for three consecutive hours, just sit and stay. Rover, sit and stay right there. That's it. I mean, that's what a car is, right? I mean, you get in there and you're there. So it can be a bit much sometimes, but it was a good day riding in the car and getting all the stuff back. We got a bonus summer with my son. For those of you who have kids, you know what I'm talking about. Kids especially who have graduated, gone off to college, you don't know when that moment's going to be. That it's done, that it's over, that they're gone, that they've got their own apartment and their life is beginning. And the only visits you get are maybe 1 or 2 days because now they got their own place to keep their stuff. So they're not coming for a week or two because, you know, they got the cat or whatever at their place. So you don't know when that's going to be where it just gets shut off. So we thought at our house that it was shut off. We thought it was done. But we got a little bonus summer with my son. He's going to be getting his own place in late August, early September, and then it'll be done. But we feel very blessed to have anytime your kids can come back home, you're usually happy, right? Usually. I know there's a couple of you that are like, no, Joel, no, okay, all right. But for the most part, it's a good thing. So feeling good about that here today. I hope your weekend is really nice. We've got a little bit of rain shower activity here and there, but temperature-wise, rather acceptable. If you're doing the campfire and stuff at night, definitely going to need the sweatshirt. Maybe a little layer under there to keep you warm at night.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
This weekend for Mother's Day, all moms will be treated to a 20% discount off any dinner entree at Sunset Lake House in Phillips, Wisconsin. Choose from favorites like 10 to 14 ounce ribeyes or 12 ounce New York strip cooked to order, plus scallops, shrimp, and wonderful walleye. Lobster is also available for a savory delight. Remember, the breakfast buffet is served every Saturday and Sunday starting at 9 a.m. at one of Big G's favorite places to eat. Sunset Lake House, located on East Solberg Lake Road in Phillips, serving Wednesday through Friday until 9 p.m. and weekends until 8.
Hey, wanted to mention also, we only have 8 spots left on the Brewer bus trip. I told you it was going to go fast. 46 of the 54 seats are filled now for our Brewer bus trip on July 11th. That's the same day the Park Falls Madrigals are going to be singing there too. So if you want to be a part of it, we have 8 spots that have yet to be claimed, but they're going to go here maybe today. Give a call to Brianna here. She's not here yet. She's coming. 715-762-3221. Brewer bus trip. The time is running out for you to be a part of it.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your Power Sport Pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
Baroka's Wreaths is now open for the season. Baroka's Wreaths has a large selection of silk flowers and hanging baskets, Memorial Day saddles, ground vases, easels, chimes, and more. And you can browse the new arrivals like gnomes, solar hanging wind chimes, yard decor, spinning butterflies, spinning yard stakes, crosses, and kissing balls, and more. And don't miss Baroka's Wreaths open house May 17th, 18th, and 19th for discounts, door prizes, and food and beverages. Baroka's Wreaths open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and weekends from 9 to 1. Baroka's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced poppies in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Summit Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount. No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer.